Ferguson's troubles have prompted many a conversation about race and prejudice in this country, especially when it comes to law enforcement. Entire communities are talking about how cops interact with citizens and how citizens deal with cops. NPR's Rebecca Hersher spent some time this week with a group that is very concerned about the latter, the parents of young men with autism.
Lorraine Spencer has been watching the news from Ferguson, Missouri, and worrying about her son. Jermaine is 16 years old and biracial, with a dark complexion. He also has autism and is approaching 18.
It's my worst nightmare. Yeah. It's been my nightmare since he was diagnosed. I have the issue with him not understanding possibly a command to put your hands up or to get on the ground. So yes, it is scary.
Michelle Smith is also worried. Her 28-year-old son has severe autism and often struggles with both comprehension and speaking. She's worried what happened to Michael Brown could happen to her son.
Because you ask questions later and you shoot first. It's happened too many times around this nation.
Her son, Chris Acabillo, is over 6 feet tall, and from afar, he can look imposing. But get a little closer and he'll greet you with an outstretched hand and a big smile.
Hi, Becca.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine.
Today, these families have gathered with about 60 other people for a free seminar in Culver City, California, where people with autism can meet police and learn how to interact safely with law enforcement. Everyone watches a video called Be Safe.
It is extremely important that you never run from the police. If you run, the police will have to chase you. That is a situation you want to avoid.
The goal is to make cops less threatening and more approachable. Lieutenant Jason Sims explains his partner's uniform and duty belt to the group.
And what should we never do to a police officer's gun? Never, ever, ever touch a police officer's gun, okay?
Can I see the taser?
Yeah, how about the taser? Is that interesting?
Police departments hope seminars like this one will build understanding between cops and people with autism, which is important because people with autism spectrum disorders are 7 times more likely to interact with police over their lifetimes, according to the advocacy group Autism Unites. Up the street, the much larger Los Angeles Police Department has already adopted a similar program. Officers there learn that just because a person isn't making eye contact doesn't necessarily mean they're a threat. They might have autism. Some cops also get to spend an entire day with autistic teens. Luann Pinnell is the director of police training for the LAPD and says police respond better on the street when they've gotten to know people with autism.
Often it's because people misunderstand their behavior or their reactions are so strong in a public setting, in a mall or at a park, at the movies, that people don't know what to do. And so they might ask for a law enforcement intervention.
Back at the seminar, students and officers have paired off for some role-playing. 16-year-old Aiden Bithel is here with his parents. He and Officer Toby Raya are acting out a scenario in which Aiden is lost and needs help.
Officer, I couldn't find my mom.
Do you know your mom's phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's try and call her on my phone.
Yes.
Aiden says he's interacted with police before, and he sometimes gets nervous, but not today.
And was it scarier or less scary than when you talked to the police?
Less. I feel less shy.
Yeah, less shy. Good.
Programs like this one have drawn national attention. Last month, the Justice Department announced it's working on a full training curriculum to educate local police officers about cognitive disorders. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.